USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Despite being promoted as safe and effective by legacy media, many healthcare workers are refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccines, and those who openly speak out about their concerns get censored by big tech companies or kicked off their platforms. Some nurses and doctors are refusing vaccine mandates, even if it means it will cost them their jobs. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern happily admitted she created two classes of people, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. A reporter asked, "You've basically said you probably don't see it like this, but two different classes of people if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. You have all these rights if you're vaccinated."
That is what it is. And for the last few days, our cases have been in the single digits with, as you will have heard from Dr. Bloomfield today, just one confirmed case.
This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98. And they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci needs to be held accountable for funds distributed by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases toward abusive animal experiments and gain-of-function research Monday.
You can't have mad scientists running around playing God like this and then come to find out what else is Fauci and NIH doing. They're doing cruel experiments on puppies. What they were doing with those puppies is flat out disgusting. It's despicable. That needs to stop.
Dozens of beagles died as a result of the experiments. The White House is rejecting another claim of executive privilege from former President Trump over documents requested by the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th assault on the Capitol, directing the National Archives to turn them over to the panel. The former president's privilege assertion is not justified. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says inflation is going to last a while. More from USA's Lance Pry.
Inflation is a measure of the rate of rising prices of goods and services in an economy. Inflation can occur when prices rise due to increase in production costs, such as raw materials and wages. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNN Sunday says inflation is here to stay through 2022.
Americans haven't seen inflation like we've experienced. On a 12-month basis, the inflation rate will remain high into next year because of what's already happened. The COVID shock to the economy has caused disruptions that we'll be working through over the next year.
Inflation over the years, $1 in 1940, is equivalent to the purchasing power of about $19.59 today. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The latest group of more than 2,000 migrants heading for the border, as well as the record surge of immigrants entering the United States this year, is what you get, Representative Pat Fallon said on Newsmax Monday.
This is what you get when Democrats control all levers of the federal government. We went and talked up into the border repeatedly this year, and Customs and Border Patrol tell us we can secure the border. We just don't have the orders to do so.
He added the figures don't lie. There have been 7 months in a row with more than 170,000 illegal crossings. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.